Decision-making capability. Successful people make decisions quickly, as soon as all the facts are available, and firmly. Unsuccessful people make decisions slowly, and they change them often. Remember that 98 out of 100 people never make up their mind about their major purpose in life. They simply can't make a decision and stick to it. How can you overcome the habit of avoiding decisions? Start with the very next problem you face and make a decision. Make any decision. Any decision is better than none. If you make some mistakes at first, take courage. Your batting average will improve. Knowing what you want will help in decision-making, of course, because you can always judge whether or not it will contribute to your goals. Cooperation. Definiteness of purpose develops confidence in your own integrity and character, which attracts favorable attention from others and inspires their cooperation. Those 98 folks who can't determine their major goal will be inspired by one who can, and those few who, like you, have embarked on their journey will recognize and want to aid a fellow traveler. Faith. The greatest benefit of definiteness of purpose is that it opens your mind to the quality known as faith. It makes your mind positive and frees it from the limitations of doubt, discouragement, indecision, and procrastination. These limitations are some of the greatest roadblocks you will face. Later chapters will specifically address overcoming them, but possessing faith in yourself and in the fact that the universe is constructed to allow you to achieve your greatest potential will help you starting now. Success consciousness. Closely related to faith is success consciousness. Your mind becomes sold on success and refuses to accept the possibility of failure. A young man lived in Salt Lake City many years ago. He was industrious, thrifty, and much admired. Then he did something which convinced his friends he had taken leave of his senses. He withdrew all his money from the bank, went to an automobile show in New York, and returned with a new car. Worse, as soon as he got home, he put that car in his garage, jacked it up, and proceeded to take it apart, piece by piece. After examining every piece, he put the car back together again. The folks who were watching him thought he was just plain wacky. They were further convinced that he was mad when he began the process again, and again, and again. That man was Walter P. Chrysler, whose innovations revolutionized the automobile industry. There aren't any major corporations or skyscrapers named for his Salt Lake City neighbors who lacked the insight to see the method in his madness. They had never heard of definiteness of purpose, and they couldn't recognize how success consciousness destines a person for success.